All right. Good evening, ladies, and welcome to the Women Truckers Network. This is a feature of the Real Women in Trucking Driver Organization. You can find us on Facebook by searching for Real Women Truckers. We have a YouTube channel, and the recordings we do here on this conference are uploaded into our Blog Talk Radio program. Just search for Women Truckers Network, and we refer to it as WTN. If you are interested in being notified of these conference calls, the Blog Talk Radio program replays, or other scheduled activities, you can sign up for text alerts. We post a link on our Facebook page regularly. Well, not as regularly as we should. You can subscribe to our new newsletter. I haven't really been keeping up with it because I am driving and it's hard for me to do it. So, but I see at, like, every day we're getting like 3 or 4 new subscribers, and I'm like, oh, I got to get on it. But if somebody wants to help me, that would be awesome. The address to do that is www.realwomenintrucking.org. You can unsubscribe at any time. We hope you won't. But if it becomes a bother, we just want you to know that it's easy to stop the notifications. Our mission is to empower the women of trucking and those entering the industry through outreach programs, continuing education, advocacy, mentoring, networking, and ongoing support to promote retention, encouragement, and unity between both new and seasoned drivers. We are a grassroots drivers organization, and we have been recognized by the IRS as a 501c6 trade association. We want to thank our sponsors, U.S. Food Service, Western Pennsylvania, Altoona, Greensburg, and the Manassas, Virginia Division. By the way, U.S. Foods Manassas, Virginia Division will be posting some new job opportunities tonight or tomorrow. They are taking students and looking at community college and CDO programs to take students right out of their program. So if you're in Manassas, Virginia, or Altoona, Pennsylvania, you have to keep an eye out for their job requisitions because they issue it. They only take applications for a short period of time, and then they close it. If you don't catch it when the job is open, make yourself a job profile and sign up for a job alert for your area so when one comes available, you'll get notified. If you want more help or understanding of that, please contact me. Our other sponsors, Redaway, they serve 11 northwestern states and one Canadian province. Our new sponsor is a sister company of their USF Holland, and they are taking students out of CDL school and doing some training with them, too. They're starting a new program. They're going to be announcing it more. Tyson Foods, Bentonville, Arkansas, they also take students. They're looking for teams, and they're really eager to have some qualified trainers. Cisco Houston Division, they've got a couple part-time jobs that have come up, and they just posted something the other day. Just go ahead and check at our trucking classified section. There's a couple different smaller carriers that have posted there, and one is regional work. Yeah, you have to have 2 years of experience, but it's a pretty good deal. The person that put it up, it says HR Universe. That is actually somebody that I know personally who's an HR person that started a consulting business, and they're only taking specific carriers that meet a criteria. So that's why I let them post the job on there. I know these people personally, and I know they have good judgment. In any case, we want to encourage you to take a look at these people that are helping us keep this project going, this mission that we're trying to achieve, this movement. We also want to share with you a special promotional offer from Trucker's Edge powered by the DAT Load Board. You can use promo code 584 for 1 free month, and you can find more information on our website. Just look for the Trucker's Edge widget there on the main page. Membership is now available to our organization, and we have 4 levels of membership. students are free for the first month in exchange for you to let us make contact with you during your first month, 6 months of training to find out about your progress. We want to find out where you are, what the obstacles that you're encountering so that we can collect data and help others coming behind you and help give you information because that first 6 months, 9 months is really difficult. We also have a free first-year membership for the people that participated before the formation of this being a nonprofit trade association. So that is called a WTN 2012-2014 participant membership that is free. Experienced driver and mission support members are also available, and we just really hope that you will help support this cause and join and show some unity. Before we go on with our topic, I want to see if anybody has any announcements. Anybody have any announcements? No? Okay. If you're on Twitter or Facebook, we ask that you help us out by sharing our posts, especially of important trucking news. That helps to spread the word into your social media network. And the job opportunities on the trucking classified, it helps the companies who are actively seeking qualified women to apply. It helps to share the word. We are going to have a new ad this week from a company. They're going to do a test ad. It's Republic National Beverage Distributing. They have locations all over the United States. It's a local job, and they're going to be taking students as well. They really want women to apply, so they're putting a test ad up. By the first, they just sent me the draft of the text. They have a lady, a recent woman that started working for them that went from OTR driving to this beverage delivery, and she's loving it. She's making a lot of money, and she's home more often. She has teenagers, so she had to come off the road. She was hesitant because she did OTR and wasn't sure she could do the labor, but I said, let's really make a profile of her because I don't know that a lot of OTR women realize that local trucking is something that they would want to do or would be lucrative for them. So let's see if we can kind of highlight that. So watch for that new ad coming up and the post that's coming up about this company. It should be out the next week. And if you can share that in your on your Facebook page and Twitter or wherever, we really appreciate it. It helps us. So, okay, so let's get started. The topic tonight is recent student questions and concerns. And Amy, you were on here early, so let's talk a little bit about what's going on with you. If you can refresh everybody's memory, you made contact with me a while back, and we haven't heard from you for a while, but Phyllis.
Yeah, I had made contact with you because I pulled out of trucking school because of just different things that were going on. The state was funding it, or the I can't remember what it's called now, but the Employment Commission was funding it. And they didn't want, anyway, I was getting billed by the trucking school. So I pretty much, I haven't heard from the school anymore with bills. I don't know if they decided not to bug me or what it was. I haven't heard anymore with that. I've just been driving a school bus, but it's just a part of me that still would like to drive trucks. You know, I thought about Swift, but everybody makes fun of them with their little acronym, sure wish I finished training and all of that. And I've been wondering about this truck school in Indiana called C1, but I don't doesn't make sense to me because they say I go to the school and get a paper in Indiana, and then when I come back to Virginia, I just give that paper to the DMV here. That doesn't really make sense to me. So, but that's just kind of what's going on and where I'm at right now.
Okay.
I went to one of those schools in Kentucky. What they will do is actually issue you an Indiana state driver's license
then you take that back to your home state, and they turn it into a CDL for the state you actually reside in.
Okay.
Who was that that gave the answer? I didn't hear you.
Elizabeth, not in the trouble.
Okay, hi. Good, thank you. And that's accurate. That's what they do. We have a student right now that is from Maryland, and she's in CRST, which we really frown on people doing. But she told me that Maryland is a very unique state where they won't do that. You cannot do this sort of training where you go train in one state and you get the thing and then you go back to your home state. If you live in Maryland, they have there's only a couple carriers that you can go with, and one's Prime and one's CRST, and both of them, we don't really prefer that you wouldn't go to them. Swift is definitely not the worst training carrier you could go to. It's none of them are the best. So if that's your dream and you're driving a school bus, so obviously you have more nerves than I have, I think that you can do this. So I think that that's a Class B, isn't it?
Yeah, Class B, yeah.
That's a Class B. And so, and I don't remember all the particulars of what happened, but why do you still have the opportunity to go to the local community college or training facility? Was it a Workforce Investment Act voucher?
What it was. I couldn't remember that name. That's what it was. Yeah.
They wanted you to pay it back, but it was...
Yeah, I think because I pulled out of training, they weren't going to pay, and so that's why I was getting billed by the school.
Okay. The C1 school, they have them at, they work with different carriers, like USA Truck has it too. And so it's
excuse me, this is Tracy, and USA Truck is no longer hiring C1 students because of the poor quality.
Because of the what?
Poor quality of students.
Okay, so they're not working with them anymore.
No.
So they have to come with their CDL.
They still work with a few people. I'm not sure who, but no longer C1, especially the one in Indianapolis, Indiana. Some of the other ones they may consider, but Indianapolis, Indiana, no way at all.
Okay. But, Amy, you're located in?
In Virginia. And
in Virginia.
I had put an application through with PAM Transport, and then they shipped me over to that trucking school in Indianapolis. So that's where it seems they would
PAM
want to send
me. Yeah, PAM will hire from there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. PAM is...
My previous student just came from... She lives in Virginia. She went to a local community college, got a Pell Grant. It was an 8-week class. I do not know the name of the community college. No.
There's actually a job service person that had contacted me about Virginia. I don't know what county you're in, but he was telling me they have a lot of funds available for this in this particular area. So maybe we can talk afterwards and see if you're in one of those counties.
Okay.
And did you want to do long haul, or you just want to drive a truck?
I just wanted to drive. Actually, I had put in applications this summer to drive for asphalt companies, and I haven't heard back. Part of me would want to drive, just kind of wanted to drive over the road. I would, for just, even if it's just a year, just I would like to see the nation, you know. I just like to see the scenery and everything. So, I'm up for anything, really.
Okay. Okay. So we should talk later, because there's been a couple because of this Manassas, Virginia, U.S. Foods made contact with us. Somebody from Virginia just in job training, they've contacted me and said, if you ever have anybody in Virginia, call me, because we have all these job training programs. So there is the funds available.
Okay.
So, and I would try to stay away from any of those carriers that you've mentioned so far in that type of a school, and
mm-hmm.
and kind of shoot a little bit higher.
Okay.
You know, if you can do a school bus, you're a pretty good candidate to do it just the right way and get it done, you know.
Especially in Virginia with all the back roads they have to travel to pick up students. That would be awesome. She's got to be good.
The previous student was from Raphine, R-A-P-H-I-N-E, Virginia. And the community college she went to was right near there.
Did somebody say speak up?
Oh, whereabouts in Virginia are you?
Yeah, I'm about an hour from Richmond, out in the country.
Okay, which direction from Richmond, though?
Well, I'm kind of like an hour from Fredericksburg, an hour from Richmond. I think it's kind of northeast of Richmond and kind of south of Fredericksburg a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Manassas thing might work for you.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
We could talk some more about that if you're interested. You know, those jobs are your home nightly, but you know, we'll see. We'll talk some more about it, because if you want to do OTR you know, you might want to find somebody's going to hire you. It's just you need to realize that you want to pick somebody better to hire you.
Okay.
Or you're going to just get thrown out on the road, and you don't want that. Paula, did you make it on the phone call? No, she didn't. But she's going to try. She was driving up in Montana. And she made a remark to me tonight about women getting less training and then sort of going out there and try to winging it on your own, whereas, you know, the men, you know, kind of looking out for one another. When you get into that situation and you kind of want to prove yourself and you're like, you do some risky behavior, and then the next thing you know, you're dropping trailers and bumping into things, and you're making silly mistakes that could have been avoided. And that's kind of what you don't want to do, because now you effectively shot your own toes off, and you'll get fired for doing things that you weren't trained the proper way to do, but at the end of the day, you did it, not them. So, that's kind of a situation that I see some women have gone through in their early months. They've had a couple fender benders. They just kind of have a laundry list of these things that happened, that maybe they were rushing to prove themselves. They weren't getting the guidance they needed, and that's really what we want you to avoid. Is there anybody else on here that wants to make a remark? Elizabeth,
can I make a remark?
I do know from personal experience, as far as like the training schools, the school that I went to, I had a very specific list of companies that I could look at. If I did not want to go to work for one of those companies, I couldn't go to that school. So when you said, you know, USA only or does not hire from that particular school anymore, that right there should tell you that school is not worth going to. And if that is the company you really want to go to work for, you contact their recruiting department. Whatever company you want to go to work for, you contact their recruiting department. You say, I live in Virginia. I am interested in becoming a student trainer or a student trainee with you after I complete school, but what school do you approve? You know, give me a list of schools in my area that I can attend, and then you take it from there.
Good advice.
Mm-hmm.
Armorino, did you make it on?
Yes, I'm here.
Good. Thank you. So how have things been going for you?
It's good. Things are going good.
Good.
Out here in Iowa now, you know, my truck's been getting fixed for the last week. So everything's finally ready, and I pick up a load in the morning, and I take it to somewhere in Arizona.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Tell us a little bit about your journey through this. How many months have you been driving now?
So I got my license in May. My first job was probably the beginning of July with U.S. Express. And I trained for about 6 weeks. And I had went to a community college, so my program was almost 6 months. It was 4 weeks classroom and 4 months behind the wheel, and I needed it. That's not for everybody. So, you know, giving advice to the girl on the phone who had the question, you know, I just think, I mean, if you're already driving, you know, a Class B, then definitely you had more experience than I did. But I needed every second of the training that I did have, and it was the best. I mean, I felt, you know, confident in even getting my license. You know, I did felt like I did work for at least that. So then I went to U.S. Express, and I was trained for about 6 weeks with a girl. She was great. And then I did a dedicated Walmart run for about 4 weeks. And the guy that I was seeing was working for another company, and, you know, I wanted to do over the road, but I didn't think that I wasn't comfortable enough doing it alone, and I was afraid to, I didn't want to be, you know, I was afraid of who I would end up getting paired with as a trainer. So me and him decided to get on a truck together, and, you know, so I learned a lot from him, and we were on the truck from, I'd say, September to February. Yeah, and then I've been on the truck by myself since then, since February, the beginning of February. Me and him, you know, went our separate ways. It's horrible. Oh, my gosh. I would never do that again. Yeah. We got on the truck engaged and separated. That's a very hard situation to be in, but I learned my lesson early.
So, in hindsight, do you recommend people getting involved in a relationship during this first few months while they're trying to learn?
No. Me and him moved very fast. And while I was learning and in school, I wasn't dating anybody. And I met him while I was training at U.S. Express. And we'd only known each other for a couple of weeks, but yeah, 10-hour drives, you know, you sure get comfortable fast on that phone. And, but, you know, it worked out for me because although the relationship didn't work out, I wanted to go over the road and I wanted to be trained with someone that I'd be comfortable with. Just relationship-wise, you know, it's not good. It's not good. But I'm glad I wasn't dating throughout the learning process, like while in school and everything. I just would never have been able to handle that.
Mm-hmm.
This was such a big deal. I just really put my all into it. And you guys remember, I called crying. I mean, it was a struggle for me. This was very foreign. And
mm-hmm.
It was so hard. It really was. And I still, I'm on a straight adrenaline rush high almost every day. I mean, I really am. I'm always very alert and very, you know, just observant and very, I'm not comfortable. And I hope I never will be, because I have seen some drivers and I've met drivers and I've been in the truck with a few drivers that, and I've talked to some who just seem too comfortable. And I was so nervous while they were driving. Even the guy that I was dating, I couldn't sleep while he was driving. I just thought he drove way too fast. I mean, and he's been driving for 5 years, and he's had a few accidents. I just wasn't comfortable. I don't know. I think this is really serious, and I think some people, after a while, you know, they just trust themselves too much, and this is not the kind of job where you can do that. You know, this is so serious, and I'm glad I didn't know that getting into it. I did not know how serious this was, so that was good for me not even to know that. I kind of came into it blind, but I love it. I really do. Everything I hoped I would love about it, I do love. I really do.
Good.
Yeah, I'm really happy.
That's great to hear.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
The lifestyle is so fun.
Sometimes you really don't know who's going to emerge from the ashes when you come into this, you know, like the people that you're not sure they're going to make it, all of a sudden they kind of rise to the occasion, and some of the people that thought they were like born for it, they don't make it. You really, when you're going through a training career and you're seeing all these people, you really couldn't point out this one's going to make it, this one's going to make it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to make it. It's kind of amazing. And I found with a lot of the couples that I met, the girl made it and the guy didn't.
Yeah. And, you know, my teachers told me that in school because I was so scared. I'm like, well, you know, for men, this comes natural. And to me, it felt that, like, that's what was going on, you know, because they sure picked it up. And he's like, no. But women really get it in the end. They really get it because you're so scared and you're so hypersensitive to everything that you really get it because you really want to understand it. They think they got it and they don't. And it's funny because a couple guys, were in the end, you know, and they did fail at the DMV. They went backwards, you know, throughout the month. They just told me, like, I don't know, like, and they would just say, I don't know what's going on with me. You know, and at the beginning, I'm like, wow, these guys are great. Like, look how natural it comes to them. And, it's funny because you're right. You really do never know.
Yeah. Tracy, are you still on the line?
Yep, I'm still here.
Did you have something that you wanted to share?
Well, you know I'm not very positive today.
I know. But Tracy has been a trainer for a long time, and she's had a lot of challenging students that have worn her out. And, you know, I mean, we have some really, really good, positive two ladies that we just talked to that have just entered trucking, and you guys sound like you are really going to be successful in it. But unfortunately, Tracy has encountered a number of students this past year who have just, you know, they've made it bad for people that do set out to train. Do you want to say anything about it, Tracy, or advice for people that are...
Oh, okay, I can give some advice.
Okay.
If you are a female and you're going into this industry and you get a female trainer, don't think of her as competition. She's really there to help you. She is really there to make you successful and to understand that you may be as good, if not better, than the man in the truck next to you. But you totally have to understand that no one is going to look at you that way, no matter what. And you can prove yourself over and over and over again. You know, and she's going to help you with that. She's going to help you with safety in parking lots, truck stops, at the shipper. She's not competition. She's not out to get your job. She's out to make your job, make your life easier.
And a good trainer realizes that as soon as you get off their truck, your driving reflects their training. You go out and start screwing up, well, that just proves the caliber of trainer that they are. And you also need to recognize if a trainer just thinks of you as a second logbook. I had quite a few of those. These people did not care if I learned anything. I asked a lot of questions, and I got stupid answers like, well, that doesn't apply out here in the real world. Well, tell me what the real world's like, because my Social Security number logging onto the Qualcomm and you driving under my name is not helping me learn anything.
Yes, this is Paula, and I'm a tanker driver out of Iowa, but I live in North Carolina, and I at one point trained student drivers at a driving school in Conyers, Georgia.
Hi, Paula. This is Paula that I was talking to you guys about a little earlier. Thank you for making it.
Yes, thank you, too.
So, Paula, you have some advice for women entering truck driver training.
What type of advice do you want?
Well, you were telling me on the phone earlier how the women should conduct themselves, not to, with about, well, you had made some remarks about the testing and told me about a little bit about the, you know, protecting yourself.
Well, I find as far as women go, if you feel if you're going to get into a personal situation, buy a tape player, a small tape player, and don't let nobody know that you got it or nothing. And it, upon things going bad, just take the whole thing, and still don't say nothing till you get back to your terminal and tell them, hey, this driver's doing this and this. And of course, women being new, they tend to take the side of the instructor. The instructor will often say, no, I never done that. And you then pull the tape out and play it for them. And at that point, they there's no way that the instructor can sit there and state he has never done that. And that there might keep you your job there, because they tend to look at the woman, the only reason she is here is to cause trouble. Their very first thoughts is, well, we are going to end this. We'll get rid of the lady that's making up these stories. But with a tape, that's not likely to happen to you.
Okay. And you did this yourself? You said,
yes.
How long have you
yes.
been driving? Can you share with everyone how long you've been driving?
Since 1973. I mean, I started way back then.
And you drive a tanker still now.
Uh-huh. And during my time years ago, there was no women's showers. There was no showers out there at all as far as women. Driver's lounge meant men only. It didn't mean drivers. It meant men drivers.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yes.
So, when you used to train as an instructor at a school, what kinds of problems would you see with students?
A lot of students, they was worried about passing. They got to pass the school. And women, some of them think that being overly friendly will get them a passing grade. Yes, that might be true, but the passing grade does not count because the state man from the state is the one testing you, not the instructor you are being friendly with.
Mm-hmm.
I could give, for some unknown reason, feel that I did not like.
Hi, this is Juanita Evans. I'm sorry.
Hi, Juanita. Paula was just sharing us a story.
Okay.
Thanks for coming. I'm sorry, Paula. Go ahead.
Okay. It doesn't matter if a instructor gives you all F's. When the state testing time comes and you pass it, you have got your license. They don't ask what type of grades that you made in school or nothing else. They are interested in if you can drive that truck well enough to pass. That is all.
Okay. That's good advice. Thank you so much. Juanita, I appreciate you joining us. Where are you at?
Oh, hello. I'm in California right now, in Los Angeles.
Okay.
About to get fuel. So.
Okay.
I'm sorry for my tardiness. It's kind of the scheduling and my co-driver's a little funky.
All right. How's the new job going? Do you like it?
I absolutely love my new job. I've had to kind of have a couple conversations with my co-driver that, he doesn't need to be a micromanager. But other than that, I want to stay on the route because it's conducive to my family life. So, everything's going good so far.
All right. Okay, so good. You've been driving. Why don't you share, your kind of recent history with some of these girls? Because you're a pretty new driver, but you're very sharp. And you kind of went down to the place we really don't like to see people go, but you made it through there, and now you found a better job. And
yeah, absolutely. I started did my CDL at GRSC, stayed with them for the 8-month duration of my contract, and came immediately out of that the day that my contract ended, and signed on with Ryder. And have been with them ever since, so for about 3 months now. And everything is going pretty well over here. Definitely a different environment than the training carrier. So that's a huge plus. Basically still over the road, still, going out of town and being gone for about 4-5 days at the most. And absolutely still enjoy driving and enjoy the job. I think with everything, and I'm not sure, everybody who's listening in, but for anyone that's new or considering this as a field, it definitely requires a good attitude. If you've got, a good attitude and you're just kind of flexible, you can get through any situation, whether that's a funky co-driver or, a lot of work one day and maybe not so much the next.
It all works out, you know, especially if you know where you want to go with it.
That's good advice. You have to kind of go with the flow, you know, and you kind of do.
You got to have an idea where you want to go, but you definitely have to be flexible.
Mhm. Yeah.
Don't sweat the small stuff.
Very good advice. Is there any students on there that have a question or concern they want to ask anybody they've heard speak or just their own thing? No? Okay. So we talked with Amy a little earlier, and Amy had contacted us, like, you know, a while back. She had to drop out of CDL school. She's now driving a school bus, and she still wants to go trucking. So we're, you know, we encourage her to pursue that dream. And everybody's making some pretty good progress. Earlier this evening, I spoke with a gal, and maybe she made it on the call. I don't know if she did or not, but she had some problems because she was formerly incarcerated. And there are a lot of women who enter trucking who have been in trouble with the law. They tried to turn their life around just like the men. But, you know, our society forgives men, but they don't really forgive women too much. So she's had a tough time trying to find somebody that would hire her with felonies from 5 years ago. You know, she's rehabilitated and she's educated herself and she's changed her life and she wants to enter trucking. Does anybody have suggestions for a training carrier that would take a former felon with it in their past for 5 years?
I don't know of any with it being so recent. I know that they do a lot for people that, you know, it's been a while since they have at heart. But I don't know. I'm one of those people that believes that anything is possible, and even if somebody says no, there's somebody out there that will reach for you. So I would recommend just, like, really talking to, you know, people, like, you know, telling them up front, straight up, hey, this is what I'm trying to do. You know, and seeing what people can do. Because believe it or not, when one person says no at the same place, there may be somebody else that will say yes.
And a lot of times it depends on, you know, what the charge was, what the time served was. I know it's been 7 years since my ex had a DUI, but at the time it had only been 5 years. No insurance company would touch him until that DUI was over 10 years old. So it all depends on, you know, what the charge was and what that particular carrier's insurance company says. You know, all you can do is ask the recruiter up front, tell them this is what happened. This is the time that I served. It is this old. What is your insurance company's policy on hiring me? You know, don't waste your time. Don't waste my time if this is not going to be feasible for me to come and work for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So
this is Ann Marina, and I know my company would definitely hire her, but they don't do training. But, I mean, a couple other people that I went to school with, like, really didn't have any training, and, you know, they took them on and just put them in a truck. I know it's not the safest, and they did some test drives with them, and even one guy, they made him go out for a week, you know, to feel him out, and... So I know my company would hire her. I just don't know, you know, maybe there's somebody that would want to train her here, and I'm sure they would be okay with that. My company is really open to stuff like that.
Okay. Well, maybe me and you can talk
if
we're not on the call, and I can find out more and pass it along to her.
Okay.
So that's all really good information. I had an email today from someone, a girl who is having trouble. I know in this day and age you shouldn't experience it, but I experienced it when I tried to get rehired, that when she calls to inquire about trucking jobs that she's seen in her local, you know, listings, when they hear a woman's voice, they tell her that the job's already filled, or that it's, you know, no, or just kind of blow her off. But she said then she has her boyfriend call, and they give him all kinds of information, and he doesn't even have a CDL. She just has him call. It's really sad that this is still going on, but it is going on, and I experienced it. You don't see it as much with the big carriers. You know, you put your name in the basket of one of these trucking websites, fill out one of their little forms, and you have like 5,000 people calling you every 10 minutes. But they're all the big carriers. It's when you're trying to find, you know, and everybody says you have a lot better luck if you look for little mom and pop small carrier, family carriers, though. You know, that was the route that I was going, and I experienced this a lot, where they wouldn't talk to me, or they put me on hold. And it was often a woman doing it. It wasn't a man telling me the job was filled. It was a woman, you know. So, go
can
ahead.
Can I jump in real quick? Because I've had both experiences. I had I contacted some of the smaller carriers before I came over to Ryder, and I was, you know, looking for kind of a little local mom-and-pop thing. And one carrier in particular, a guy had referred me to out of a truck stop, and he said, call my company, they're great, da-da-da-da. Called the company. I said, hey, hon, you know, so-and-so referred me to you guys and, you know, to put an application in. And she said, awesome. And she sent me all the information and was really accommodating and even faxed the application to the truck stop. Another instance is my man, let's just call him that. He worked for a smaller subcontractor for Etsy. And the guy who runs that, I've been talking to since I was maybe 3 months in with CRST, you know, kind of looking to come home and start up with him. And when I finished the contract and I reached out to him, he was just like, we don't have anything available. And my man subsequently told me that, oh, no, there's tons of people over here from CRST. I'm the, you know, oldest tenured person now at this point. And, yeah, they need people constantly. But what it is, he felt that they were being sexually discriminatory because the terms of the contract had changed. Whereas before, it was just kind of, you know, picking up a trailer, taking it to the dock, roll door trailer, letting them unload it, and heading back to the hub. Whereas now, the owner of the contract has requested that the drivers do unloading. So we're talking about refrigerators, stoves, you know, electronics, things of that nature. And they are feeling like, you know, that's not something a woman's going to want to do. So without even asking me if I'm okay with doing that, they're automatically writing me off saying, no, you're not going to want to do this. They're not going to be capable of this, or it's going to create some sort of problem for us down the line. So a lot of times I think it really depends on the nature of the job. And in the trucking job ads, they don't always put the exact and specific nature of the position. So I don't know. That's just my two cents and my experience with that. It's kind of frustrating because I would have liked to go home and work that position. It pays really well, and I don't mind moving a stove or two.
Well, that brings up an interesting point, and I totally agree with what you're saying, because when you say local jobs, or if people want to have a local job, which a lot of our mission support sponsors are local jobs, U.S. Foods, USF Holland, Red Away, you come home on a regular basis, either every night, once a week, and those jobs require a little bit of effort, a little bit more labor. You drive less miles, but you get paid hourly, and you have multi-stops, so you're developing a relationship with a route. You see the same people on a regular basis that you visit, and there's been some, now these particular companies, they really want women to apply, and they want to reach out to women. But then you have the other side of the coin where I've had some contact me, and they have these, like, you know, 100 pounds that you're going to have to lift. Well, as one person that called me recently said, OSHA recommends you don't lift 100 pounds. They say that's completely, and they're right. So, you know, at
some
point.
That's men and women.
That's for men and women. Why is it okay to have the man do it, but now when a woman applies and says, you know, and I see the girls that go do powerlifting and they do ultimate fighting and, you know, Allison and Shannon are out there with the open deck trailers. They're pulling 100-pound tarps. It's not that women can't do it. It's not that all women would want to, but there are women that will and can and would like to know that that opportunity is available to them. And in certain situations, you know, if you still got kids in school and you want to be home and drive a truck, maybe you would want to drive less and do a little bit more labor. Maybe you do want to stay a little bit in shape. I met a girl last night at the truck stop that's a car hauler. She said she's lost 80 pounds since she started doing this car hauling job, and they make a lot of money. And she said, this is a job you can start. You really can start and make a serious amount of money doing this. But you don't drive miles like a regular OTR, freight hauler. So, you know, what I think that there's a whole conversation that people want to pussyfoot around because they're afraid the woman is not going to want to do that, assuming they can't. And maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, but I think that that's definitely a conversation that needs to be had. Like, if I was really aggressively pursuing the situation that a man had, I would have, you know, interrupted him and say, look, you know, I know the terms of your contract have changed and it requires lifting. I don't have a problem with that. You know, I've got my own, you know, forklift or something, you know, something to, you know, let him know or maybe bring some sort of comic relief to having this discussion of what the job entails. I've been presented with the option to haul boats, to haul cars, and these are, you know, small mom-and-pop operations, but they've never once, you know, inquired as to, you know, okay, well, you know, it's hard work, you know, because I'm out here trucking in the first place. They kind of know I've signed on for something, you know, else. A lot of the newer people, though, and again, that's my biggest gripe with the training carriers or with the education that's available in general, is that a lot of people coming into trucking don't understand trucking. They don't understand what it entails. They go and they drive this truck around, they get their CDL, and they have no idea how to pull a fifth wheel. They have no idea how to get under there and unstick a fifth wheel when it gets stuck, or, you know, that you're going to have to build that trailer when the landing gear is broke and all this other type of stuff. So.
Okay. Yeah, it's true. All right. Well, does anybody else have any questions or comments they want to share to help students or students that have questions as they're going along? Advice?
This is Allison. Hi, Amarina. I wanted to listen to the whole. Hi, it's so nice to hear you. Oh, my God. And then when you were talking, I was, like, so happy to hear your voice. And I was going, and right when you were saying that about not being, getting all comfortable and everything, and that's when I was like, you know what? Because I was starting to get into a really narrow, they have construction on the highway, and they think that, you know, they can 8-foot lanes, great, you know, it's ridiculous. Anyway, and then I got off of that, and there was construction on the side road. Sandy knows where I'm at, 290, hello. Anyway, yeah. So anyway, I finally said, you know what, I got to hang up because I'm going to miss a turn and it's a booger bear to get turned around and try to go through that maze again. Anyway, but I was really glad when you said that not to get comfortable because, I mean, not like I've been out here a million years like some of the other ladies, but I have a few years behind under my belt now. And I was even like to myself, like, woo, we did that. You know, I looked over at my dog and like, we did that, girl. We got here. You know, I went through, oh, yeah, we didn't miss a turn. We scrubbed a little tire on one little because it was so hard to make these turns, you know, but we're here. Did it. Yay.
Yeah.
You can't get comfortable, just like you said. You know, yeah. You just always got to be on the lookout, on the watch, and serious. Just like you said, it's very serious. It's no joke.
Yeah. Because anything could happen. Like, this has never
something that you it will never be repetitive, because it's really not. Anything could
Oh, it's an adventure every day.
Oh, it
yes.
really is. It really is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Most definitely. It's so nice to hear that you're happy and you're doing well.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. And what, I, you know,
what's the timeline?
I know.
What's the timeline from the time you started this process to today? I mean, how many?
Last May, so almost just about a year ago. I got my license May 5th. So I've had my license for a year, and so 5 months prior is when I started school. So,
you're just starting to see the light out of the tunnel now, where it's like what you thought it was going to be.
Yeah, because it was really foggy for a long time. It was really foggy. Even when I was training at U.S. Express with my trainer, I cried. I cried all the time. I mean, I would call my mom and my best friend, you know, every few days. And not because she was tough on me, because there was so much more to it. Like, I remember calling my mom and crying about moving tandems. And I don't, looking back, I'm like, what was the big deal? Like, why was I so, like, it just seemed
it's
like there
just
was
overwhelming.
So much.
Yeah, it's just so much to learn. There is so much, like everyone else was saying, some of the lady was saying earlier, I didn't quite catch everyone's name because I had to hang up, but there's so much. It's like, it's not just like, oh, you're just sitting here, you know, holding the steering wheel. There's so much to learn. So many things.
When I did my research, when I was thinking about getting into the field, all that I was interested in was, you know, I did all my research mainly on the lifestyle, you know, the lifestyle, because I knew that that was the biggest part, the training would come. And that is true. But I guess I didn't know how much work, you know, and I'm glad I didn't know that, because I'm glad I just went into it and I'm just taking it day by day. But yeah, I was crying that you have to go to weight scales, and it's like, what? Like, why am I looking? Like, now it's so natural to do those things. Now, and even checking tire pressure, I didn't start doing that until, you know, I was on by myself. That was the thing with being. When I drove with my ex-boyfriend, was he did so much, you know. He did a lot of even like backing. He wanted to do a lot of the backing, and towards the end, I was like, no, like teach me how to do these things. I didn't know how to like check my pressure on my tires, and now I'm realizing, you know, with pre-trips where I was slacking because it was so overwhelming in the beginning. Now this is my life. You know, like now I need to do these things and I want to do these things. I already got a ticket in February when I was by myself the first 2 weeks for being overweight. And I'm like, okay, this is serious. Yeah, like this is really serious. And so now I'm wanting to do these things for my safety and for my license. I would, God willing, you know, I'm going to retire doing this. So, yeah, eventually, as overwhelming as it is, then it's like, okay, now this is my life and this is serious. And now I want to do these things, you know.
Yeah, I think, I mean, this is my own personal opinion, because, I mean, to me, I think about it, you know, I've really been out here 11 years. It doesn't seem like that. I swear, it doesn't seem like that at all, girl. I mean, I could so relate to what you're saying, because the first 2 years, like that, like you said, it's like so foggy that first year. It's like, man, what did I do? What was I thinking? Why am I doing this? You know, this is a nightmare. Yeah. And then if you can make it to the 2 years, oh my God, it's like you fall over a little cliff and then you fall in love with it. You know what I'm saying? A love hate relationship, you keep struggling with it and then it just takes you over. And then you got trucking in your blood, I guess.
Right.
And I've been out here 13 years, and 2 weeks ago I called my dad crying because I had a curtain side load, and physically it's kicking my butt. He said, you know what, you're 43 years old, suck it up, you know you can do this job, why are you calling me crying? I said, well, I guess I just needed a shoulder to cry on, Dad. He's like, put on your big girl panties and do your job. And you know what, he was right.
Sometimes it be like that, girl, especially with our hormones and everything. Hello? I get things like that where it's like, whatever, I can't deal with this shit.
Well, actually, I come to find out I have a pinched nerve in my neck, and I've been doing light duty for the past 2 weeks, and I've got another week of it. But physically, it's kicking my butt. You know, I'm not a spring chicken anymore. But I just needed that kick in the butt, basically.
And, you know, even after 13 years, I still got to call my dad, who has not been in trucking in centuries, and say, Dad, what do I do? He's like, use your brain. You know, God gave it to you. Use it. And you know what? He's right. Because he never sugarcoats anything. He tells me everything exactly like it is, whether I want to hear it or not. And that is exactly what I need. And he gives that to me. But, you know, it will get easier. You know, the more experience you have, the more experiences that you have, you learn from them.
Most definitely. Most definitely. If I can inject one more little thing, I was not really feeling the best on Monday. I don't know what the deal was. I unloaded, and then I was going, and I didn't have to reload until Tuesday morning. So I just, like, 25 miles was like a nightmare. I was like, man, I had enough of this. Let me just go lay down somewhere. So I found a place to lay down. There was some kind of like, I guess, reefers, you know, like Sandy. It was like all these reefer trucks, and they were like in a staging yard. And then they would so often go, I guess they get their call or whatever, and they go in or whatever. I guess one guy came out, and he forgot to pull against his trailer, and it happens. You know, it happens. And the cops came and made a big to-do. And, you know, they probably could have brought a forklift out and just, like, raised the trailer up. Maybe it was too heavy, though. I don't know. They had to bring a crane and sling it and raise it up to put the legs back down so he can get back under it. But, I mean, he must have felt like a dumbass. But, you know, like, I went in the store in the interim. It was, like, 5 hours the cops were out there, and I seen the flashing lights, you know. And some of the guys, I overheard them saying, you know, they were just saying, well, you know, I guess that guy's having a bad day, you know. Just always have to remember to pull against it, you know, but we've all done it. I think that's one thing. Once you do it once, you're not going to do it again.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Yeah, you won't hook that thing when you're loaded. You will never high hook it again, I promise you.
There you go. That's why I turned the guys and said, I mean, I was like, man, I think we've all done that once. You have to do that one once and you'll never do it again.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. Just hopefully it's not too bad of a learning experience. My first drive by myself, like the first week at U.S. Express, I don't know what I was thinking or where I was at. It was a small intersection, and I turned it. It was in Louisville downtown, and I just took out an entire pole, and my truck was stuck. I had to, like, it was 5 p.m. I'm stopping traffic, yelling at everyone to back, because I had to back up. Oh, God, it was horrible. It really was horrible. But let me tell you, I am overwide. Now, like when my boyfriend was in my truck, he's like, you sure turn wide. He's like, but hey, is that what you got to do? I'm like, hey, I would rather turn over wide now than cut it too close. I'm not good with the measuring yet. And then at the beginning of back in February, I was in the yard dropping my trailer and there was mud. And I thought, I'm big and I'm powerful. I will just plow through it. Can I tell you, I went like 4 feet. And even like afterwards, I'm like, why did I think I would? Like, I never was like, oh, I'm huge and heavy and dumb and big. You know, I'm like, I'm powerful.
Yeah.
I'll just plow. Like, I mean, I made it 4 feet, and it was like, how embarrassing. I had to get towed out. It really was embarrassing. Like, gee, why did I think? Yeah, but like
yeah,
said,
you're heavy. Yeah, I'll raise my hand up on that one because I did that one twice, and I always learned never get your drive tires off the gravel again, Allison.
Yes.
Never.
Yes, never.
That is a really good piece of advice. I'm fortunate that I had somebody I drove with, who was a very bad experience, but I learned something really good from him. And he told me that he had driven in the mud and the tires sank and he had to call a tow truck. It cost him $2,500 to have the truck pulled out of the mud. And he said, just so you know, never put these trucks in the mud. They'll sink right in.
Yeah.
They're not four-wheel drive. And that was some of the best advice I got as a student in my first few weeks.
It cost my company $1,800 to get it out. But they forgave me.
Well, we had a really good conference tonight. I'm glad everybody called in. Everybody didn't talk too much, but I hope you will all join us again and give your input.
I will. And guys, I will be better at coming. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Are you on the text alerts? Do you get the text alerts?
do you get the text alerts, or did I mean, I sent...
Yes, I do get the text alerts, and that's not the problem. It's just, you know, from week to week, my schedule kind of jumps back and forth, so sometimes I'm asleep when it happens, and then other times, like today, I almost missed it because I was, you know, getting on duty and, you know, getting out of, trying to get into a situation in L.A., which is, you know, kind of a conundrum.
Yeah.
But I will do much better. I am sorry, guys.
No,
oh, no worries.
I mean, just,
don't even worry about it.
You joined us. And Paula, I really appreciate you joining us. If you're still on there, and maybe we can talk some more in the future, because I'm excited to connect with you. Sandy's on the line, too, the woman I was telling you about that pulled for Cargill. I think Sandy's still on the line.
Yeah.
And she has your number, and you guys will connect and talk a little bit. So I'm going to turn off the recording so that we don't have to be recorded anymore. Thank you all for joining us. So hold on a minute while I do that.